Kevin Kelly, head coach of the Pulaski Academy Bruins. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How is everything?
It's busy out here at Bluebirds Field, trying to get this thing ready for all these teams coming in for 7-on-7 this weekend. And
I know everybody wants to ask you this year, who's your punter this year?
It's whoever our quarterback is. he gets all the glory. If we do have to punt one, he gets the crap.
I had to ask that.
And the quarterback this year has already committed, correct?
Yeah, he committed to Tulsa 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
So I'm excited for him. Went up there. He's a real smart kid. He's a 31 ACT kid, and you know, his dad's a surgeon and all that kind of stuff. So they were looking for a good academic place. There were only about 7 or 8 places really that even cared to go because of the academic part. And he went to Tulsa, and I didn't know how good an academic school was. The average ACT score of a student going in there is 29.
Wow.
So pretty smart place. I don't think they'd let me in, but
they let him in
and they're happy to have him. He's going up there to play football and pre-med or whatever he's going to do, and I think both sides are lucky to have each other.
Kevin, real quick, I was watching some of the U.S. Open last week, and Scott Van Pelt was talking about Corey Whitsitt, who played at Elotion in the Western Am. He was playing in the U.S. Open, was the McWhorter Scholar this year in the SEC. He made straight A's his entire year of college, and he said no B's on his scorecard, and very quickly Scott Van Pelt said, I didn't have any B's either. But he didn't have straight A's either. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's what sometimes that's good marketing on Scott's part. It's not what you say, it's the way you say
it. It's how you say it.
Yeah, it's the way you say it. So it's all in the presentation, you know.
Well, hopefully,
I've learned that with my wife as well.
Yes, hopefully Will got all of his talent from his mom.
Yeah, I certainly hope so, too. I hope he got some of those steady hands from his dad, though.
Well, that's true, since he is a surgeon. Let's talk about the teams coming in for the 7-on-7 shootout of the South this weekend.
You know, we're excited to have, you know, some of the normal teams around Little Rock that we got, that you know, everybody likes to watch. And of course, Catholics coming in. They're a big draw for Little Rock. And then Little Rock Christian, of course, we're there. And then we're very glad to, you know, we've always had teams from Oklahoma and Texas in, but we're very glad to have teams in from Mississippi this year. And we've got DeSoto, Mississippi coming in, and then your classic really good Oklahoma teams, Heritage Hall. And Heritage Hall, of course, for those that don't know, it's where they're a football kind of a mega talent school. They've had Wes Welker and Barry Sanders and Barry Sanders Jr. and, you know, some big-name guys. They're just out of Oklahoma City. And then Beggs, Oklahoma, is coming this year, a new team, and they're a really good football school in the state of Oklahoma. So we got the best out of state, and then in state we got our normal schools here in Little Rock, and then Fayetteville and Lakeside Hot Springs and Malvern, where Fogelman, that's a Catholic, now left. So they've got a good program down there. Been a couple state championships the last few years. So, you know, the competition is going to be there, and for those people that are starved for football right now, you know, it's a great place to go, and it's a great event. You get to see 600 players and a ton of Division I players that will be playing on television. And you know, our sponsors, you know, our main sponsor, Ortho Surgeons, they do a fantastic job of providing for these kids. I mean, it's so hot. We worry about heat-related illnesses, but all the things they're able to provide for these guys as far as safety and fruit and water and feeding the kids a couple meals. And we've got some other great sponsors in McDonald's and Arkansas Surgical Hospital and Lindsay Hasty Music and Vacation Getaways, and Adidas provides all the gear for these kids. That's why it's such a love place. And then if you're a coach or a media guy, you want to come out there because it's catered unlimited food and it's fantastic and you got great women serving you, and it is the place to be this weekend.
I know where I'm having lunch tomorrow.
You need to be out there having lunch. And you'll probably have a couple of them.
Coach, for the listeners then, when, where, and how much for people that want to go and check it out?
Great question, Matt. At Mighty Bluebird Field, it's on 6800 Pinnacle Valley Road off of Highway 10. It's the next road down. It's between Kroger's and Senor Tequila's is where Pinnacle Valley Road is off Highway 10. And then you go down probably 3/4 mile off the road, and there are signs everywhere, and it's a giant, nice, beautiful complex. It's $3 to get in. And that money goes.
Is that all day too, Coach? Sorry.
That's all day. Okay. $3 gets you in. You can, and believe me, we start the first games tomorrow at 11:00. The last games tomorrow night start at 6:00. So it is literally all day football. I think we play almost 90 games tomorrow, something like that.
And then you have that's pool play tomorrow, and then the bracket starts on Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow all day is pool play. Every team out there will play 6 games tomorrow, so the kids will be struggling at the end.
Wow!
That gives a lot of kids a chance to play that don't normally play, because at the end you've got to be playing those guys where the other guys are kind of struggling a little bit, and it gives them a chance to show their stuff. So it's truly a team effort, and that's one part of it I like. And then after pool play, we'll see them tomorrow night, and then we start tournament play on Saturday morning. And I think the final Saturday afternoon are 3:30, and our championship, of course, is a regional qualifier for the national championship, and the top school there gets a chance to go and compete for the national championship if they want to. So we're excited about it, and we're excited to have the teams that we've got, and you're really just excited about football coming, and appreciate you guys covering it too. When coaches, and I think a lot of coaches, when we go tell our kids, hey, just on the radio talking about you guys and talking about this tournament, they love that. They love to know that they're working and people notice what they're doing. So we appreciate you guys even calling and having me on to talk about it.
Well, I want to know which team you're coaching, because Pulaski Academy of Gold and Pulaski Academy Blue are both in the tournament.
I'm probably going to do a little coaching of both of them. But now tomorrow, the PA Gold is for our older guys and the PA Blue is for our younger guys. And we're excited about both of them. We're just glad to have them both out there and get a chance to compete against the top competition from Arkansas and Oklahoma and Mississippi and see what they can do.
Kevin, is there a website that people can go to?
There is. If you go to facebook.com/shootoutofthesouth.
Okay.
So you can just go to Facebook and Google Shootout of the South. There's brackets on there. There's comments. There's updated scores. If somebody can't make it and they've got a team that's playing in it, they'll be updating the scores constantly all day long with some commentary too. And through Facebook, I think there's going to be a link on there to video stream the two main fields.
Awesome. Cool. And we appreciate your time, Kevin. And last question, how's your team going to be this year? And don't say horrible.
We are going to be horrible.
Matt, that's what he says at the beginning of the year.
I just want to know when we're going to ask him, when are we going to start paying high school players like we're going to start playing college?
Get to the college. Hey, but I do think, and I'll be honest, as much money as universities make, and I've done a little study on Alabama, and I love what the president of Alabama says when people ask him, hey, you're paying Nick Saban $7 million a year now. He said, yeah, but we're up $50 million a year since he took over. So mm-hmm. if he takes seven, we're still net 43 in the positive, so that makes sense to pay him, you know. And those guys are reaping the rewards of that. And a lot of money. I know a lot of people will say these kids, you know, while they're getting paid because they're getting scholarships to play. But still, a lot of these kids come from not much. And, yeah, they're getting to go to college and stuff like that. But my thing would be, okay, they're allowed to practice 20 hours a week. Let's pay them minimum wage because they're working those 20. I mean, they're working outside that, too, because not counting meetings and stuff. So I say we should pay them. You know, right now the NCAA has a couple of $1 billion in the bank. Billion.
You're a numbers guy.
My thing is, you don't pay them, actually give them cash, but what you do is you set up some type of insurance for them when they get out. If you tear a knee, tear a shoulder, then that's what would come out of your pocket when you're 31, 32 years old. Some type of insurance policy. I just don't think you should give these college kids cash.
Well, in some respects, I can see that, but I think they need to do something. I really think they need to do something for them. And, you know, some of them may or may not need it, but I know, especially when I coached in Dallas, I knew some kids that we sent to college that didn't have anything.
Kevin,
three meals of tuition is good, but they deserve a little bit more. But thank you guys for having me on.